singer, songwriter, pianist, and memoirist and screen actor Hoagy Carmichael died in 1981, but this spring he's back in force with a new biography plus three related records. Carmichael is best known as the composer of Stardust and Georgia on My Mind, but he also wrote jazz evergreens like Skylark and Rockin' Chair and movie songs like Hong Kong Blues. His film appearances include To Have and Have Not with Bogart and Bacall and Young Man with a Horn with Kirk Douglas. Jazz critic and Carmichael fan Kevin Whitehead surveys the field.
Washing in a shanty on the shore, the river swinging on by the door. Hear that river lowly calling, eyes a shiver, nights a falling. Hear that river lowly moaning, moaning low.
Bix Beiderbecke on cornet with Hoagy Carmichael on Washboard Blues, 1927. Bix was the early jazz hero whose floating phrases and unusual notes gave his solos a wistful, faraway quality. Early on, Hoagy set out to write the way Bix played. Washboard Blues is a good example, with broad skips more suited to horn than voice, though the tricky parts slow enough so a singer can still sound relaxed. That's almost a requirement with this composer. Hoagy and occasional collaborators, like Johnny Mercer, then wrote suitably evocative lyrics, full of yearning for some idealized or just fondly remembered past. Here's Carmichael in 1956 with a 20s number that sounds like a spoof of pre-Civil War Stephen Foster.
Old rocking chairs got me. Cane by my side. Fetch me that Jensen. For I tan your hide. I can't get from this cabin. I ain't going nowhere, ain't going nowhere. Just set me here grabbing, grabbing at the flies round this rocking chair.
That brand of nostalgia sounds distinctly white Southern to me, and Carmichael did write New Orleans and Memphis in June besides Georgia, but he was a proud son of Bloomington, Indiana. Whether he composed there or in New York or Hollywood later, his songs had an amiable bluesiness as American as corn pudding, if easier on the ears. His voice wasn't much, but by the 40s, it took on the warm, soothing tones of a small-town doctor with competition. As told by Richard Sudhalter in his solid new biography, Stardust Melody, Hoagy was rather cooler up close, but the book's less about dishing dirt than explicating the music in light of the life. Sudhalter's a jazz trumpeter who knows these tunes from the inside. Carmichael got in touch with his inner mensch via sympathetic character sketches like Washboard Blues or Little Old Lady. They gave singers something to dig into besides the usual romantic ups and downs. This is Hot Lips Page, 1938. The lyrics are by Frank Lesser.
Small fry, strutting by the pool room. Small fry, should be in the schoolroom. My, put down that cigarette. You ain't a grown-up high and mighty yet. Oh, small fry. Dancing for a penny, small fry, counting up how many. My, just listen here to me. You ain't the biggest catfish in the sea. You practice pecking all.
The current boom in Hoagyana owes a lot to his cross-promoting biographer, who's responsible for two tie-in CDs. Sudhalter edited one, an okay collection of 1920s, 30s, and 40s sides from the RCA catalog, including that Washboard Blues and Small Fry, and other covers by Mildred Bailey and Ethel Waters. It's named Stardust Melody after the book, as is another dedicated anthology of new recordings, which Sudhalter produced and plays on. That one features singers Barbara Lee and Bob Dureau, among others. It's uneven and sometimes kind of corny, but there is one newly discovered song, the pretty good Big Town Blues. Dureau's typically half-spoken delivery owes a bit to our hero.
I ain't got a dime in my pocket, but here's a match that could light the fuse. So here I go, all aglow like a rocket, leaving behind me my big town blues.
There are some better covers on Bill Charlap's new All Carmichael disc on Blue Note. Stardust is built around the pianist's fine trio, with guest shouts by guitarist Jim Hall, saxophonist Frank West, and singers Tony Bennett and Shirley Horn. They all understand that with this stuff, it's better you don't get too riled up, but it's almost too quiet. For the man himself, the best thing available is 1956's Hoagie Sings Carmichael, which we heard from earlier and which has some great alto sax playing by Art Pepper. With any luck, this mini revival will prompt someone at Universal to dig up the brisk pop sides Hoagie made for Decca in the 1940s and 50s. There's nothing in the works, but they can always change their minds. Meantime, we'll manage.
I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. But I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times.